Welcome to the Hardware Asylum Podcast. This episode, we help you narrow down that holiday shopping list for that gamer in your life. I'm your host, Dennis Garcia. With me today, I have Darren McCain. When it comes to product reviews, there is a certain cycle that happens. We have a high cycle and a low cycle, then we have the COVID cycle, and now we have the holiday cycle. And unfortunately, we're kind of at a low point in product releases. And I thought that maybe what we should do is, instead of talking about hardware that we want, why don't we talk about hardware and computer stuff, games, apparel, whatever, that we might give to somebody else.
Well, it's that time of year, I think, where people are always asking me, what should I buy, you know, for my gamer or myself? What's a good upgrade? So I think that's probably pretty appropriate. If you're shopping for your gamer or hardware enthusiast, you've probably checked out one of these online lists. And there are a lot of them, Dennis.
There are. We did a quick little Google search, and some of these are good. Some of them are laughable. Some of them are, I needed to have an article out last week. So I thought we could go through them, go over some of the items that are there and either agree, disagree, or, you know, just kind of let people know what we think.
I like it. So let's come at these with, I guess, an expert eye, as we're what I would say is enthusiasts. So not necessarily budget based necessarily, but what we think is the best product in a category.
Oh,
and
sure.
And see if we agree.
Okay. Well, the first one that I brought up was from Wired.com.
Well, good old Wired magazine, always good.
And they have the 19 best gifts for your PC gamer in your life. I will preface that gamers are kind of really difficult to buy for, because a lot of times, if they are a hardcore gamer, quote unquote, chances are they bought a lot of this stuff already, or it's on the list somewhere and you just don't know about it. However, if you have a casual gamer, this is a person that might come home from work and want to relax for a couple of hours before dinner or before bed. They don't necessarily have this stuff. They just have something to plop in front of the TV, play for a bit, or maybe some headphones, play an online game, and that'll be it.
I also think this is great if you have an enthusiast gamer in your house, maybe an older kid or, you know, a teenager that's getting into gaming. A lot of these lists are targeted at those folks as well. So let's take a look.
Okay, so Wired. The first one on the list is a worthwhile gamepad.
Dennis, I think this is a really great choice. Now, they've chosen the Xbox Microsoft Elite Wireless Controller Series 2, which is a really good choice if you want a Windows controller. Now, be sure, of course, that you find one that comes with the Windows dongle if your machine doesn't already support the correct Bluetooth. But this is really interesting because in a lot of games now, and not just games that are ports over from your consoles, but in other games as well, folks are getting these controllers. I recently picked up a Gigabyte controller myself to do flight in games like Battlefield.
Well, there's a lot of Steam games that require the controller, which is a little odd to me. Since you're buying them on Steam, you should have a, you know, Steam-compatible keyboard, mouse sort of situation. But we have VR-only games on Steam now.
Well, I like it also because this gives you the opportunity to do side-by-side on your PC, which isn't always possible. Because if you have games that support gamepads, you might be able to do two or three or even more players if you have compatible controllers.
Right. And unfortunately, the Microsoft controller, or fortunately in this case, is really the only one that works well with a gaming PC on the Windows side of things.
Go figure.
Obviously, you can get a PlayStation controller and it will plug in physically to your computer, but a lot of times the buttons don't map right. The next item is titled Unlimited Battery Power, but this is basically the HP HyperX Cloud Alpha Wireless Gaming Headset.
Ooh, now this is a great choice also. Wireless headphones are a big plus, and they've come a long ways for a pretty good budget, especially if you're looking at the holiday sales. Now, they've chosen the HyperX Cloud Alpha Wireless, which I think is a great choice. It's about $100 normally. Watch for a sale. Ooh, and they're owned by HP now. I should mention that because that's a recent change.
Well, but recent for the past year or so, but it was never really heavily marketed that Kingston sold out HyperX to HP.
A lot of people think the HyperX Cloud headphones in general are some of the most comfortable headphones out there, just period, at any price point. So to see the wireless out here, you know, this is a great choice. If you don't already have a headset that you're comfortable with, go wireless and go HyperX, a great choice.
Next item, we have access to 100 games. It looks like this is going to be a three-month subscription to Microsoft Game Pass, which any sort of a Game Pass that you can get, short of buying, you know, gift cards or something like that, is a great value for any casual gamer, because they're going to be able to play just any title they like. And if they find something that they have embedded a lot of time into, they can go out and buy that game, add it to their library, and not have to worry about resubscribing to the Game Pass.
Microsoft Game Pass is very easy to get because you probably have the Microsoft Game Store already on your PC, even if you don't know it.
That's an app.
But you can also get Game Passes for EA, which gives you access to EA Sports, the Battlefield franchise. Ubisoft has one. I feel like there are a lot to choose from. So if there's a specific game that they're interested in, go see if it's on a Game Pass.
Next item is Technicolor Audio, which I'm assuming is going to be RGB-enabled desktop speakers. SteelSeries Arena 7.
Now, this goes great with the series that we've had lately about bumping up your home audio with DIY, right? But
yeah, building your own speaker system for your desktop PC.
So not everybody's going to be into that. And the SteelSeries Arena 7s are, I feel like, not the set I would have chosen, but if RGB is important to you, yeah, that's one of the few ways to go. I think here in the shop, I would have chosen to go with something from Creative.
Oh, this next one is kind of like an alternative to one of the most anticipated items that you and I wanted to have from trade shows.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the Cool-It Beverage Chiller.
Yeah, which sadly you can't get anymore. Now, well, this is interesting, Dennis, and I'll tell you why. Because I saw the Ember mug this week, not the two, but the original Ember mug at Costco on sale. So you can get into this thing for about $100, which may seem like a lot, but this is the kind of gift that's going to keep on giving, because every time they pull that wireless mug off of the charging stand in front of their friends, they're going to get that wow factor. Yeah, like, where did you get that? And with a little luck, they'll have this thing for a long time.
So just so you know, the title of it was Forever Warm Drinks, which I think is great. You know, as a gamer, we want to have chilled drinks. But during this time of year, at least in the North Americas and North Europe.
Keep your coffee warm. Great for developers, too, if you've got a tech job in your life. $144 for the two, though. So, yeah. so check it out.
Yeah, the Ember Mug 2, 14 ounces. That's like,
I have to admit, I kind of want one, and I'm not sure why.
Well, maybe you're a gamer.
There you go.
Ooh. All right, next one, Holiday Lights. This is the Razer Firefly version 2.
I feel like everybody likes to go Razer. They're kind of the mainstream of anything that's considered gamer.
Well, yeah, and they have a good reputation, at least in the marketing for that, and it's available everywhere. You can get Razer stuff, Best Buy, Amazon, Costco, wherever, right?
So if your gamer or enthusiast already is invested in infrastructure that's not Razer, try to find one that matches that. But if they're not, Razer is super budget friendly, good stuff, if not extremely good stuff. But at the price point, you're going to do really well with something like this Razer Firefly V2, which is an RGB lit mouse pad. And you can just walk into somebody's room and immediately see if they have an RGB mouse pad. Right. If they don't, it's an easy go-to, great wow appeal, and something that they probably wouldn't buy for themselves.
Yep. And you do bring up a good point in that if your gamer has an infrastructure already, like Thermaltake, for instance, they can use that software with a Thermaltake version of this particular mouse pad and be able to get the same lighting effects. A lot of times, if you mix and match them, sometimes they don't want to talk. So you need to keep in mind that you should keep within the family.
Exactly.
Next item, oh, speaking of mice, we have, for competitor gamers, we have the Logitech G305 wireless mouse.
Ooh, now I want to get a little grumpy about this, because for competitive gamers, I feel like you're probably not going to want a Logitech mouse. The G305 is a terrific mouse, but it's a great all-around mouse at a great price.
You don't want a Logitech mouse?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there are Logitech gaming mice, but this is just a good all-around wireless mouse that's being used for gaming.
Yeah, so you're saying the G305 is probably not the one that you would pick.
No, and I want to jump back to what we just talked about. This is another, you need to match their infrastructure if you're buying them something, probably. Less so maybe with the mouse, because they have great shape. Now, I know we all have our favorite mouse brand, right? Yeah. And I know that you're on Logitech mouse right now.
I'm using a, this is like an MX2, I think, from a long time ago. But I do have a G502 on my desktop and on my worktop.
Which I would argue is a better gaming mouse, but you're going to pay a little more than the 38 to 40 range that they're advertising this one at. So I would caution you, don't buy a mouse for your gamer unless you're sure that it matches their infrastructure and their style.
And is a mouse that is not better than what they already have.
Yeah, so this I think is dangerous if you're not really familiar with what they want. Dear God, don't buy them a mouse that they have to use that they don't want.
Speaking of things that you want that you may not know you want, curved vision. We have the Dell 27-inch curved gaming monitor.
Well, we could do a whole podcast about gaming monitors, I think, but let's try to keep it short.
All right, so this one is basically a 1440 pixel resolution 27-inch monitor. It supports FreeSync. It is curved. It's from Dell. Dell has some great panels in terms of contrast and lighting.
Some of the best.
And what you really want to make sure that you get is one that has variable refresh and something better than 60 to 120 hertz.
I agree. In fact, if you are not familiar with monitors, I would give you great advice. Look at the first number of the resolution, and if it is better than 1440, is probably a great monitor. And if the refresh rate is better than 120 hertz, you're getting them a killer monitor. And the price on this one right here, well, they marked this Dell 27 at $280. I feel like you could search and find a great monitor from a lot of companies in this range that was even bigger.
All right, next one we have the Mechanical Marvel. We're hitting every one of the categories. This is pretty awesome.
I like this.
So we have the Keychron Q3 QMK custom mechanical keyboard.
Ooh, now this is going to be an interesting one here because everybody seems to have a preference, but agree that gamers should have a good mechanical keyboard.
Yes. Now, I say that as a gamer who is still using a membrane keyboard because I use it for more than just gaming, but I need to also have a natural style for my fingers. Otherwise, I kind of...
Oh, that's true. And it is hard to find a natural gaming keyboard, and the ones that are out there, they cost more than you should spend.
Yeah, exactly. So I make a compromise in that I play games on a membrane keyboard, but I do have mechanical ones in the lab that I use for certain tests and whatnot. On the contrast, have a mechanical keyboard and you use it all the time.
So we can talk infrastructure a little bit on this one because, again, this is a great opportunity to match the build that they have. And in fact, if they already have a keyboard from a specific manufacturer,
you probably don't need a new one.
They may not need a new one, or if they do, you can buy an upgraded version of it, which might be better. But be careful on that one because they might have a preference on what kind of switches they want. So great opportunity to maybe bump them up to the same brand with lighting if they don't have lighting, or to move them into a mechanical if they're on a membrane. But be a little careful on this one. Don't blow your budget on something that they can't exchange if they prefer brown keys to red keys or whatever. I think any gamer would be happy to get a hot new keyboard, but they want the option maybe to change it if it's not exactly right.
All right, the next one is Nightwatch. This is the BenQ Screen Bar Computer LED Lamp. Everybody needs to have a lamp on their desk. Most gamers like to turn the lights out so that they get the best contrast off of their monitors themselves.
Right.
And, you know, that's one reason you have lighted keys on your keyboard. Not only to blind you when the lights are down like that, but also to see where you need to put your fingers.
Now, this is a cool product that I have to admit I'm not very familiar with, but I feel like at that price, so we're talking 109 to 139 range, I don't know that putting a light on the top of your monitor is any better than a good LED desk light. If you're kind of into this, I would get him, you know, some kind of LED lighting that they can control that sticks to the back of their monitor, or something that shows lighting on the backlight that will sync with what they're seeing on the screen. They're going to think that's awesome. And if you spend a few dollars more, it's well invested here.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and recommend that any lamp will do. If I was to make a suggestion, though, there is a lamp, and I forget the name. I might put it down in the show notes below, so be sure to come to hardwaresound.com and check out our show notes. But this lamp is on a boom arm that attaches directly to your desk, and it has variable buttons on the top to do different intensities and do different color depths.
I like it.
So if you want to have more of a blue light, you hit the, 8,000K. If you want more of a red light, you hit the 3,500K. If you want white light, then it's, I think, that 5,000 or something like that. And you can just slide your finger across it and change the intensity.
I'd also argue that if you're looking at lights, the lights that have the QI chargers built into them have gotten fairly affordable. And your gamer definitely has a phone that they can put somewhere at an angle charging next to their screen. And if it charges off their lamp, you've eliminated one more cable.
Good point, actually. Let's see. We have the introduced couch gaming, which I don't know. This might be a controversial subject because we have the gamers that are probably already on the couch. But we have the Valve Steam Deck.
I feel like this is kind of the hot product this year. I don't have one and I've eyeballed it. And I'm just kind of like, well, do I wait for the second generation? Because that always seems to be where these things lie for me. But what this is a Steam Deck. It lets you play your Steam games on a handheld that looks like a Switch or any other handheld that you're used to. And they are way hot, but they're also a little hard to get and a little expensive. So if you've got that kind of budget, this is a really cool product that might get them out of the bedroom or the office and out into society. But if nothing else, it lets them take their games on the go, which is really great for teenagers or really busy travelers, that type of thing. I like it, but at that price, I don't know, man. I'm looking at a really nice monitor or something else probably for myself.
All right, so this next one is, I'm going to say it's a bit cheeky because I think it's at the very end.
Ah, yeah.
We have turn your space bar into a snack bar with cute keycaps.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a trend.
There is a trend.
There's a trend with mechanical keyboards and the fact that you can just remove the keys and replace them with anything you want. We have...
Assuming, of course, that you have a good compatible keyboard.
Well, yeah, if they have the Cherry Switches or the clones of the Cherry Switches, a lot of those keycaps can be interchangeable, which is great. And here we have buy on Etsy. It looks like we have a little cute pink paw that you can go and replace. Oh,
for the escape key. That's a cute picture. So I will tell you that this is actually a cool opportunity. Not too long ago, I took my daughter's mechanical keyboard and I bought her some pink and white keys off of Mastrop, which does a lot of keys. And you've heard us talk about those before, but you can find key kits anywhere. So I took her standard black mechanical she'd been using and turned it into a pink and white. And it didn't cost a whole lot of money, way cheaper than a keyboard. She was ecstatic. But you can do that same type of thing with Lord of the Rings keys, Star Trek keys, all kinds of different themes, Avengers, and take what's already a pretty good mechanical keyboard and massively personalize it, and they're never going to see it coming. A great choice.
Next item is the voice command. This is the HyperX Quadcast S. This is a microphone that we saw at CES like 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, RGB mic.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Although back then it was just kind of lit up red. It didn't have RGB, but I think since HP took it over, they added the extra color that gamers want.
It makes sense. Now, this is a great choice because of the trend of everybody wants to do some sort of livecast or podcast or Twitchcast or something.
Something. And you need to have that microphone to be taken seriously.
And it's also great if they do online gaming with their friends because you have a good mic. Everybody should have a great mic. If you don't already have a great headset, it's a good way to go. It's cool. It's not too expensive. I like it.
All right. This next item I'm going to say is probably not going to be on anyone's list, but I like that it's on this one. And it's from the Neat Freaks. This is the Secret Lab Magnus and Magnus Pro desk. This is a gaming desk, and it looks like it has RGB enabled.
It is nice. And I can tell you that my teens have been asking me for lighting for their desks for a while. All the YouTubers have it. They have those fancy lights on their wall behind them and their desks light up. Now, this is a bit expensive, but it's probably something that's going to stay with them for a long time. And this one that you're particularly talking about is a sit-stand desk, I think, from Secret Lab.
Actually, this listing has both. If we have the standard desk, the Magnus Pro, it is a standing desk. The regular Magnus desk is a sit desk. It does not move.
Very interesting. So a lot of opportunity there if they have a specific style. Or you could go right back to programmable LEDs to be mounted on their desk for a few dollars less.
Yeah, you can get those from any home improvement store or from, I don't know, like Newegg, Amazon has them. And you can just wire those in via USB cable into their PC or anything that just will give that controller signal to whatever lights are going to be in your room.
Clever. Okay, what else we got?
We have, well, we got to have a power strip.
Nothing beats a power strip.
Nothing beats a power strip. And this one looks like a club. I would not want to be chased with one of these things.
Mono price 8 outlet rotating surge strip. I like it. I like the rotation. Makes it so you can use more of those power bricks without losing spots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that's a great price too.
$20 on
Amazon. I feel like this is a good opportunity to plug Monoprice as a great place to go for a lot of products that we've talked about that are lesser brand, but equally high performing at a better price. And that's where you should go to get your cables too.
You think?
Always.
Always. So we have power overwhelming is the next topic, and that's the NVIDIA RTX 3060. They came out and specifically told you to get an RTX 3060.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like we should like link them to 100 different articles and podcasts. Okay, so if you don't have a 30 series card, maybe a 3060 is a great way to get your hands on one.
They aren't terribly expensive right now that the bubble has burst.
Absolutely. So they're saying $390. I'm telling you, you can probably do an even better card at that price point if you do the work right now over the Christmas season. So let's talk about why would you get a 3060?
If you have a 10 series that is 70 or below, if you have a 20 series that is 60 or below, or any graphics card that is older than an NVIDIA 10 series.
So what you're getting here is you're getting what is almost the latest DLSS, you're getting ray tracing, that kind of stuff, and you're getting enough video card to play most modern games at an acceptable rate at a pretty good price.
Exactly, but it's not going to be overwhelming, eye-popping performance. It's going to be middle of the road. You know, you're paying $390, almost $400 for a graphics card. You're going to get that kind of performance out of it.
So spend $100, $150 more and get a 3070,
yeah,
or at least get a 3060 tie. This is another one where spend what your budget will allow. It's going to be a great card, but make sure it's better than what they already have.
The next one is storage. Bigger,
oh boy,
on the inside. With the Western Digital Black M.2 with a heatsink. Now, this is one that you need to also be careful with because the NVMe drives with the heatsink are great for consoles. So if you're going to be upgrading your PlayStation, you can put an NVMe drive in there, but you need to have the heatsink in it.
That's the PlayStation 5 you're talking about?
Yes. But if you're going to be doing an M.2 drive in a PC, a lot of modern motherboards now have an integrated heatsink. So if you get the drive with the heatsink attached, you're not going to be able to install it without taking that drive apart and possibly voiding the warranty.
I like this choice. This is the actual same one that we put in our latest build for me, mm-hmm, the Western Digital Black.
Without the heatsink, though.
Without the heatsink, of course. It's a great price point. It's a great performance point. A lot of people prefer the Samsungs, but they are a little bit more. Yes. And the 1 terabyte is a great size. Even if they already have one, if they have space for a second one, this is a great choice.
That's where you put your games when you download and install.
And this is going to be something that's going to have a lot of value for everyone. $130, the quote here, and these prices have been all over the map. But I would caution you, buy a good name brand M.2 drive if you're going to do it.
Yep.
And buy what your budget allows, because right now they go all the way up to 8, but you're paying like a small car.
Exactly. Well, and we also have this speed difference. We have PCI Express 3 versus PCI Express 4. We talked about that in a previous podcast. But, you know, for a storage drive, get whatever.
Absolutely.
Next one, we have the Magic Mouse Pad. This is combining two items that they already had on this list together.
Ta-da!
From Logitech, which is the Logitech PowerPlay Wireless Charging Mouse Pad. And this is a mouse pad that's powered so that it will charge your wireless mouse so it always has power, which is the biggest problem with wireless devices.
I like this. In fact, I use a more expensive version of this from Asus. That's a wireless mouse and mouse pad. Arguably a much higher level, but I adore it. Great, great solution, great choice. Now, wireless, some people still feel like is not fast enough for gaming, but this is sort of an old school antique view. They've caught up, they do pretty good unless your guy's making a living or your gal's making a living playing games. This is gonna be a phenomenal choice for them. And I like the price point on this also to get them charging wirelessly on the mouse and mouse pad. So
yeah,
kind of a cool way to bounce them up into, again, something that's cool to show off and cool to use.
Well, that concludes the list at wire.com, which was great. It covered a lot of different categories.
It did.
But I'm thinking that there are a few items that we could probably throw in there that are a little bit better.
I agree. You know, I was thinking while I was listening to this, what would be a great gift for the enthusiast that probably has everything on that list, or if you're not sure really what to get them. And it occurred to me that one of my favorite things is I have a wooden Arch headphone stand. And there's like a couple of great ones out there, Walnut, that kind of thing. And this looks kind of like an Omega symbol. Mm-hmm. You can store your headphones on it and they just look fantastic and they're cheap. We'll link to one down there to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, but great, affordable, and I guarantee you no gamers have this. Well, almost none. A fantastic gift. How about you?
Well, a question. Do you only have one of those or do you have multiples?
It's funny you say that because I have a lot of headphones, as folks know, but I also like to 3D print mine. Maybe we should link to this, Dennis. Mm-hmm. I really love a headphone stand from Thingiverse, from MakerBot, actually.
Yeah.
And I think I even gave you a couple of these. It's a cool stand you could 3D print at home if you have the ability or if you know someone that does. Great stand, not very expensive, and you could slap this on their desk on a Christmas morning or stick it in a stocking, and they're going to be super shocked and surprised also.
Yeah, that's great. I do like my headphone stand. I've been wanting to print a couple of extra ones, but I need to get more headphones, actually. So my recommendation was to go along with something from the list.
Okay.
On the list, they had mechanical keyboards, and we spent a considerable amount of time talking about the pros and cons of keyboards and how I like Mimgrain stuff, and you have a lot of mechanicals. Well, the one thing that they didn't touch on was, you know, this is our primary interface between... us and the computer. Food falls in there, dust falls in there, human slime falls in there. So you really need to be able to clean that stuff.
Well, I couldn't agree more, especially with the life that a good mechanical keyboard has. You're going to have that keyboard for a while. It's going to get a little sketch.
Yeah. So I did a quick little search. We found the computer cleaning kit, 19-in-1 multi-purpose brushes, blah, 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 everything on Amazon. It's like $14.
Oh, and there's a coupon. Look at that. And that would be a phenomenal stocking stuffer. Pair that with maybe a can of canned air.
Oh, yeah.
Help them blow out their fans. And who doesn't need that stuff, Dennis?
You need to be able to clean your stuff because that is what's going to ensure that your computer lasts for a long time. And it's also operating at its peak efficiency. And in this case, by cleaning your keyboard, you're also... you know, not spreading germs around. You don't get some of that slime and greasy stuff off of there. It makes everything look pristine and nice. And in this kit, we have a way to pull the keyboards. We have brushes. We have a couple of scrubbing pads. It's perfect.
Just whatever you do, don't stick your keyboard in the dishwasher.
Oh, yes, that's true. I mean, well, really, we should talk about that, right? So when you're going to clean your keyboard, you can use the brushes to get away the dust. You can use Windex. You take a bit of Windex and it gets all of that greasy, grimy stuff off of your keys, or you can soak them in some dish soap and warm water.
But don't spray directly into your keyboards.
Don't put any water into the keys. Don't put the keyboard directly into the dishwasher. Don't wipe it down with a damp cloth. Make sure it's just kind of moist, not any drippy water if you're going to wipe it down. You don't want any water to get in there because that's not only going to... impact the keys, but it will also carry in whatever's on top of your keyboard into your keyboard.
I think that's a great suggestion. We all get a little bit dirty, and now with everybody working from home more than anything. Well, I hope you guys have found this list really interesting. Our opinions, their choices, and if you do need a recommendation, don't hesitate to drop us a line here at hardwareasylum.com or reach out to us through Facebook or even Twitter.
For more information on the topics discussed in this podcast, please consult our show notes on hardwareasylum.com. Stay up to date on the latest at Hardware Asylum by subscribing to our RSS and follow us on Twitter. This has been a Ninja Lane production, copyright 2022. Thanks for listening.